Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura here with the 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospitals. The Browns return to work today on Wednesday, fresh off of that 30-0 defeat at the hands of the Cincinnati Bengals. But they know they've got to move forward, and head coach Mike Pettine addressed the media and addressed his team and made the message very clear.
You know, it's this week represents another opportunity to get a win in the National Football League. And those opportunities, you don't get that many any of them. And you train for a long time for 16 opportunities in a regular season, and this is one that is just as important as any other.
You can't get that game back, so you've got to move on, get ready for Carolina, and try to finish this season out on a strong note. It was a game to forget, and Johnny Manziel, the quarterback, knows that better than anybody, but he's focused and determined to right the wrongs this week against the Panthers.
Last week is last week, and last week is in the past, so it's not about anything having to do with last week. That's on, that's in the past. So now it's just, how do we come out and have a good game this week, and how do we come out and be efficient? And it all starts with today and starts with getting our game plan in and going out and running it well on our first day of practice. And I felt like we had a good day today. It's a start for us this week, and now we continue to build on that and work off that throughout the week.
That'll be a tough start for the rookie quarterback, and I know he can't wait to get on the field on Sunday and get that taste out of his mouth, and hopefully he will have much more success on offense this time around. Now, there were a lot of injuries. The Browns are beaten up at this point in the season like so many teams in the NFL, and head coach Mike Pettine addressed those injuries with the hope that some of his key players can return this week against the Panthers.
Arnold will work today, but he'll no contact. We won't know till the end of the week just kind of how he feels running around from a comfort level, how we can protect him. And then Gip, I'm not real positive about Gip. Joe will know late in the week. He truly is day to day. Dansby should get some good work today. We'll have a much better sense where he is after today and tomorrow.
Hopefully you can get a guy like Carlos Dansby back. That would be big for the Browns as they look forward to getting back to their winning ways and end this 3-game losing streak on Sunday against the Panthers. That's the 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospitals right here on ClevelandBrowns.com.